Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, can you hear me, Brother John? Hello, can you hear me? Captain John, can you hear me?
I can, very well.
Okay, you have two lines on your phone. Let me disconnect one of them. Wait a minute. All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Dr. Gutman says good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Dr. William Ham says good evening.
Good evening. What time you got me for? What's the title?
2 hours.
Subject.
The title you already discussed, already have it on there. We got people listening. You got to go live now.
I'm just talking about.
You tell whatever the Holy Spirit leads you. I already got the titles up there, and I'm on the line with somebody else doing deliverance while I'm working with you. You got to go in the room. They already know the titles.
Okay.
You got to go in the room. They're in the room now. 3, 2, 1. We now give you Chaplain John Durden. I'm doing an exorcism on the other line. Dr. Pullman says good evening. Dr. Hawkinson says good evening.
Good evening. I got three subjects. I don't know which one you want to hear.
You got the mic. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. You got 2 hours.
Okay. All right, fellas. This is Brother John speaking. I have three subjects. Too bad I can't hear you folks, because I can talk about the Holy Spirit. I can talk about fear. I can talk about spiritual warfare. I can talk about the various ways God's to us, and I can talk about the Holy Spirit. I wish I could hear you guys. I guess you're going to leave it up to me to pick one I want to speak on.
Brother John, they don't care.
Yeah.
I already have it posted. What you're saying is already on post, man. They see it. They're reading what you're teaching on. They already see it.
Well, I wish I knew what it was. I don't know what I had.
It's what you told me before. Hang on a minute.
We're offline.
Hold on, Brother John. We got thousands of people. You can't holler like that, man, on the radio. I just disconnected you. We got 3,000 people on there, man. You can't holler like that. It's what you already told me.
I'm just.
Yeah, but people hear that. People hearing that though. You were wide open on the whole wire here, and I had to turn you off.
Well, I'll just make sure when you hear me. That's all. I wasn't screaming at you. I'm just making sure.
Yeah,
you hear
that
me.
Don't sound. That's not professional on with 3,000 people worldwide, man. All right,
well,
you got the Holy
that.
Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit. You got deliverance. They said they want all of it. They want the Holy Ghost. They don't know nothing by tongues. Mm-hmm. They say they don't know nothing by tongues. Most of them Baptists, some say they ain't never know nothing by tongues. 30 of them believe that they have his written word and tongues have ceased. So you got a lot of pastors in here don't have no experience with the Holy Spirit. None. Zero. Nothing but theology. Okay, I'm finna get back on public. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Dr. Watson, everybody, what? Do you want Chaplain Durden? Okay, Brother John, they're going to tell me what. All right, give them the sermon. Let me see how many people click back to me. First sermon, the Holy Spirit.
The first one is on the Holy Spirit.
They want that. What's the second one?
The second one is on spiritual warfare.
They want that,
and
too.
And the third one, I can't do all three. Each one of them is about an hour and a half. And then the third one is the various ways God speaks to us.
They want all of them.
I can't give them all. Each one of them is about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Well, they said whatever you give them, they'll take it.
Okay, I just want your guy to have the say in it, you know, because y'all.
They need all three of them.
All
three of them are essential for their church, so they need everything. They're hungry. They're babies, man.
Okay, but I'll just go ahead and select one out of the three.
Okay.
All right, put me back in.
Hang on.
Okay.
Wait 1 minute.
Okay.
Welcome to my gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this. Bring ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, everybody. This is Brother John. And for those of you who think I was hollering and screaming, it was not hollering and screaming. I just want to make sure the brother hear me. Because I don't say, why he's hollering at Brother Emmett? I'm not hollering at Brother Emmett. I'm just trying to make sure he hear me, because sometimes we have technical problems. And I was giving him some subjects what I wanted possibly that I could teach him tonight. So I was kind of loud speaking, because many times he can't hear what I'm saying. Sometimes he can't hear what he's saying. So I'm not hollering at the fellow. That's my brother in the Lord. What I was doing, just trying to ensure that he heard me. Okay? I got three subjects. I wish I can see unanimous decision. One's going to be on the Holy Spirit. Then I have another one is about the various ways God speak to us. Another one is about how to do deliverance ministry, kind of a thing. So I guess I'll go with the Holy Spirit. I think that's a good subject, because when I was in, I never heard that much about the Holy Spirit. I just heard about what Jesus said, just the gospel, you know, Matthew 1:1-4, Mark 1:2-4. I never heard anything about tongues and none of that stuff. It's just basic theology I had. And so God had to bring my ignorance to my attention. So I want to talk about the Holy Spirit tonight. And sometime this week, I'm going to ask Brother Emmett for time. When I would, the next one would be on the various ways God speaks to us, because we really need to know how God speaks to us, okay? I really want us to know that. But the thing is, he speaks to us through the Holy Spirit mostly. God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, he speaks through the Holy Spirit a lot of cases, because Jesus says, I am going back home now, fellas. That's when he's going to be, catch it back and go back home. He's going to say, but I'm going to send one just like me, and he's the Comforter. And he will bring to remembrance everything that I taught you guys, I said to you, and these kinds of things. The Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance. So I think I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Okay. What I want to do right now is just go to the Lord in prayer. And let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to say, Father, that I love you more than anything else in this whole world. And we appreciate your kindness. We appreciate your love. And especially appreciate your sacrificial death on the cross. Oh, Lord, I just ask that you anoint this night tonight. And I pray also that you would just touch those who need you and let them realize that just being a member of church isn't salvation. And I pray that you would guide my thoughts, because I want your mind. I want your mind, not mine, tonight, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Okay. So like I said, the session is going to be on the Holy Spirit. Well, I want to start off this way, because the Lord, I had one way I wanted to go, but the Lord had me starting another way. And first of all, the whole thing about it being obedient to the Holy Spirit, since he's going to bring to remembrance everything the Lord taught us, and he's the one that assigns our jobs and ministries and everything to us, we need to hear what he's saying to us. Otherwise, how are we going to follow the leading and instructions of the Lord and the Holy Spirit? That's his thing now. He is the one that's communicating God's wisdom, God's decisions to us. So, but before I get into that, I'm going to tell you what the Lord, Holy Spirit told me. He says, there's a lot of people out there talking, well, God don't hear us now. I mean, we can't hear God now. He got his written word. He doesn't speak to us verbally anymore. You know, we have his written word. We are not apostles, and we are not, you know, the Old Testament apostles or anything else. We have his written word. But that's untruth. And well, I used to get mad at first when I heard that, but, you know, you're saying the same thing I used to communicate when I went to school, because when I was 3 years in school, I never heard about God still speaking. That day. All I heard for 3 long years was, we have his written word. And finally, but you know what? Thank the Lord. I guess with the Holy Spirit, that never had me to accept that in my spirit. I just look at the man and go, well, that's what he believed. I don't know. I didn't go, well, that's what he said. He's been teaching for 30 years, so I'm going to believe it. I never soak it up in my spirit. I guess that was the Holy Spirit protecting me. So finally, I just finally got tired of asking, because I sat under 3 ministers who had doctorate degrees when I was down in Savannah, Georgia, and going to seminaries and stuff like that, and they all said, we have his written word. So I just finally went to the Lord and said, Lord, I don't know what to believe. For some reason, they're telling me now, you know, if they're theologians, and they've been teaching at the seminary for 20, 25 years, I should believe what they say. But then God finally told me, says, a lot of them, heart is diligent, and love me, but they're teaching you what they've been taught. And what they've been taught is was not correct. And he said, if you were sitting under your teacher, he told you 5 times 5 is 25. Aren't you going to believe it? Yes, when you were in the first grade, second grade, and fourth grade, fifth grade, told you to divide this into this, you know, and whatever the answers when he tell you. If he tell you how to spell cat, C-A-T, but he says C-A-B, you're going to believe him because look, until you know better and you can read for yourself kind of a thing. So I said, okay, Lord. He says, they have it in error. I don't know why I'm jumping because this is really quick. The tongue thing, you find that in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 8, 9, and 10. Verses 8, 9, and 10. And you know, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, it just says this. It just says, it says, charity, which is love. Charity never faileth. But whether there is prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, they shall vanish away. Now listen at it. Now see, and the Lord had to check me with my English. He said, "Do you know anything about past, present, and future tense?" I know what the answer is, John. I go, "Well, yeah, you know, simple thing, but some of those big words, I don't know whether past, present, future." So he says, "Now it says charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, charity means love. Whether there be prophecy, prophecy is God speaking through men and women of Him." Who loves him and sold out to him. And sometimes the Holy God wants to speak to the parishioners. And God said, tell him this. And he can hear God speaking to him. And he said, thus says the Lord God. You know, there's a woman out there who just been told that she has cancer from a medical examination yesterday. And she needs prayer, but she's kind of embarrassed. And he says, ma'am, whoever you are, would you please stand up? And what he's doing, he's prophesying. What the Lord wanted to say, ma'am, and she stand up and hold church just applaud. And he said, let's pray for her. And they prayed for her in unison. And he says, the Lord just told me, you are healed, honey. You go back to the doctor tomorrow, which is Monday, and it's gone. That woman came back that next Sunday, man, screaming and hollering and everything else, but she not called about 1 million people between then and that next Sunday because she was told he had lost the physician. Said, I don't know what happened there, but that lump you had is gone, you know, kind of a thing. And God wanted to give us encouragement. Sometimes, the pastor about to close the sermon, the teaching of the session, and the Holy Spirit say, you would get another in your spirit say, oh, I feel like the Lord wants me to say something. And you go, speak, Lord, whatever you want me to say, Lord, please touch me. And he says, you know, the Lord just told me that several of you here were thinking such and such and so. And he says, I heard your prayer and your answer, and I will answer your prayer at my time. And then he says, and there's a lady in here whose daughter had ran away 3 years ago, but she told all her friends and everybody that she went off to school to New York when obviously she just ran away. But anyway, I'm telling you, ma'am, I don't want you to say anything because I don't want nobody to know who you are. The Lord told me that your daughter is going to call you midnight tonight and say she want to come home, and you greet her because she's sorry that she ran away from home. These kinds of things. That's prophecy. God can speak through the pastor to a certain member in the church or several members in the church or the whole church. Prophecy is words of encouragement, these kinds of things, and warning. That's what that is. That has not ended because that's still going on. I go visit other churches with pastors to everybody what's happening and what's going to happen, everything else. And it's not witchcraft. It is God speaking to them because he don't believe in that witchcraft crap like I don't. There ain't nothing but a bunch of junk, and the Bible says you're going straight to hell. You start getting to witchcraft and all that other crap. So anyway, it's still around today. Then it says prophecy will – prophecy, they shall fail. Say they shall, and then the Lord say, "Tell me, John, shall and has. What's the difference between the two?" And I say, "Shall means future tense, I think, Lord." Mm-hmm. And what does it says? Tongue shall cease, and what is shall? Will and shall mean future tense. That, yes, Lord. And then knowledge. It shall vanish away. He says, that's a trick of the devil. The devil don't want you to speak in tongues. You know why? I go, why? Because when you speak in tongues, it's not you. It's my Holy Spirit. My Holy Spirit won't go, that's the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit be speaking through the pastor, and the pastor will speak it, and Lord may give somebody the interpretation. If the pastor will have church, some have both, interpretation and tongues. Some got tongues, but not interpretation. And God would always give two individual interpretation. And so when one said, Pastor, I got the interpretation, and he's coming up. He come up there and say what the Lord said through the pastor, or what he said through the choir director, whoever. And then there's another person who heard it, confirms it. That is true. The Lord told me the same thing. That person not making up, you know, this kind of a thing. So it's still relevant today. And I said, why? Because what happened? When you speak in tongues, the devil don't like that, because when you speak in tongues, you're not speaking from your educated mind. You're not speaking from your master's degree mind or your doctor's mind or your triple crown bishop mind. You're speaking from the Holy Spirit, you see. No, I mean, I'm not trying to put nobody down. Don't get me wrong. The Lord says that's the Holy Spirit speaking. So when you're speaking, the Holy Spirit is using your mouth, your tongue, and your vocal cords and everything else. And then he gives somebody's interpretation and say, in most cases, when the pastor or the teacher or some other, the deacon or whatever in the church speak out in tongues with the permission of the pastor, it's a message from the Holy Spirit, and it's coming from God. That's what it is. So I say, yeah, we have his written word here, but I also still speak to men and women of God. But there's one condition. You have to hear me. You would have to be sold out to me, body, soul, and spirit. I'm not talking about just body, where you don't have no fornication, masturbation, and all the other crap. Your body sold out to me. A body, soul, that's your mind. And that means you make sure your thoughts are on me. Your thoughts are not on how you can trick this person, how you can lie to this person, how you can do this. Your mind got to be sold out to me. Speak nothing but truth. Because don't you know my words? And not even a liar will enter the kingdom of heaven. Not even a liar. You can lie all through your work and lie to your supervisor, whatever. God is taking note of it. And then when you die, then everybody, he's gone to a better place. And Jesus said, I ain't going to no better place. I don't have no lies up here. It's all righteous, all righteous. I don't have no half people up here, 1 foot in heaven and 1 foot in hell. No way. God told me that. And if you look, he said, look at Revelation 21:8. I look at it and say, not even, because perverters, liars, thugs, killers, and all that, and lies will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I said, God, that's your word. He said, that's me. I said, not even liar. You can lie all your life and never kill nobody, never murder nobody, never, but lie all, like Trump. Just lie all your life. And you die, and bust hell out open. Then the polo pastor got to walk in into the funeral. He gone to a better place. So, you know, me used to be in the pastor. When every time somebody died, go to the funeral, I said, well, he's going to the Lord. Because I don't know. Because you know what? Some people get saved right on their deathbed. I've been in the hospital where I led several people to the Lord who were doing all kinds of things I don't want to get into. But they were sincere. They didn't say, I'm going to pray God for it. Yeah, I'm sorry, Lord. Can't jive, Lord. When you're in that deathbed, you better be real, because he's looking at your heart and your spirit. When you say, I'm sorry for all that crap I did, he said, yeah, you just, now the doctor told you you're going to die within the next 6 months. And now you're trying to trick me? Mm-mm, you don't trick me. I'm God. I know everything, you see. But so tongues is for the believers. Tongues is for the believers. And when the pastor speak, many people in the church may have it, but they don't tell you because they know you don't believe it, because that was my case, you know. In my church, there was some who spoke in tongues, but they didn't tell me, because they go to our other church on the weekend or something like that. So I just want to say that when you look at, tongues, prophecy, they shall fail, is future tense, so remember that. Prophecy just means God is speaking to one of the pastors, one of the deacons, or somebody in the church to tell the congregation something. In most cases, it's the pastor or the assistant pastor, you know, or the head of the deacon board. Might get up and say, Pastor, the Lord just told me to say something. He said, go ahead, my child. And you get up there and say, speak it. And he and the pastor hug, you know, and the people just get blessed by it. Now, that's prophecy. God give a warning, give encouragements, and these kind of things. The next one was, in tongues, they shall cease. They said, shall. God said, son, it shall past tense. Present tense, future tense. I go, that ain't hard. Shall mean future tense. Shall mean past tense. He said, right. And you look at the next verse. He said, verse 9, it goes and says, for we know in part. He said, that means you don't know everything. You don't know anything about like what we know now from the first century. We got radio. We got television. We got computers. We got all this stuff and all this knowledge. God says, you don't have all knowledge, what I want you to have. So I'm using tongues because I can communicate stuff and I give somebody interpretation, because sometimes the pastor don't know what I want to say, and sometimes So I had the pastor. I'm a nudging spirit. I speak in tongues, my son. Okay, Lord, he talked about but I said, I don't know what I said. Lord Spirit said, I know. I haven't given you the interpretation. But somebody else get it. And they say, the pastor just said, and the Lord just said to the pastor, that he loves us, that he's encouraged us to go on, and he's approving us, his approval of our actions, our love and devotion. There'll always be words of encouragement and these kinds of things. But the devil don't want you to hear that. The devil just say, tongue has ceased. Because he knows that when the pastor or the deacon or the janitor speaking in tongues, then the devil knows it's not that person. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through that pastor or through that assistant pastor or through that deacon or through the janitor. It's the Holy Spirit speaking. Kind of a thing. So, and the devil know that. And the devil don't want you to get blessed. The devil can't outspeak God. So when a person speaking in tongues, remember, it is not the person. That's the Holy Spirit speaking through that person. And then there's one guy God want me to warn. Yeah, when I was speaking in tongues, the guy said, I don't believe in that crap. That just bubbling, babbling and stuff like that. That is a bunch of junk. And boy, when he said that, God blessed my spirit. And I said, hold up. He looked, what you mean? What you mean, hold up? I said, you better rebuke. I'll rebuke what you just said. Do you know you just said the Holy Spirit in them but a bunch of junk, whether you know it or not? Do you know you said that was babbling? That's not the Holy Spirit. That's a bunch of crap. You know what Jesus said? What Jesus said. I got a doctorate degree. What did Jesus say? I said, Jesus said that you can say anything about me, it can be forgiven. You can say anything about my Father, it will be forgiven. But anything derogatory spoken against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. I said, Lord, have mercy, Lord. He said, that's true. I look at it, there it is in the Bible. And I look at it all the time and say, anything spoken derogatory against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. You can talk about my Father. You can talk about me. And misquote us. We are forgiven because we have repentant heart. But any crap, he didn't say crap, but any derogatory thing said against the Holy Spirit, it will never, never, never. And I am the God of truth. I said, Lord, have mercy. You know, so when I started speaking in tongues, I ain't never told in that Baptist church, I ain't never told them I speak in tongues. You know, all the time I was going, I was just praying for the pastor and everything because he told me, just because you don't speak in tongues, that don't mean you're going to hell. Well, he wants you to love him with all your heart, soul, and spirit. That's what he wants. You know, but tongues are good because sometimes God wants to speak to the whole congregation. And if you speak in tongues, you say, my son, go, yes, Lord, I want you to speak in tongues. And you go, yes, Lord. He says, I have somebody, I always give two people to have the interpretation. And you go, that's your, he says, okay, speak. And my Holy Spirit will help you. Go. And you go, shikiri anekata para sokoli ne. But I could get that. And then when he got to amen, and the pastor be going, I don't know what I said. Because I had someone look at me and tell me, John, I don't know what I just said. And then all of a sudden, pastor, might be the choir director, might be one of the ladies, the first lady in the church or whatever. I didn't know you. And she kept and give the interpretation, you see. So it's still relevant. But just because you don't speak it, that don't mean you're going to hell, no. He wants you to live right. He monitors your soul, spirit, and body. All three got to be in sync with the Holy Spirit. He don't want you to go to church on Sunday and go running around, hoeing around, stealing, lying on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He take note of all that. So don't go to just on Sunday. You go, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord. Yeah, fine. But what you're doing on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night and stuff like that. And that angel that's following you around is copying everything you're doing. And then you died and you're in a bed, deathbed. Well, I guess my time to go be with Jesus. And then when you died, under that cover there, the Holy Spirit come in, not the Holy Spirit, but an angel come in and escort your spirit. Say, come on. And you go, huh? Come on, huh? And your spirit walk out of your body. And you look back on the bed, see your body on the bed dead. And he escorts you right in the presence of Jesus, the one who died for you. Hey, Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm here, Lord. Praise God. God bless you, Jesus. And Jesus said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I died for you. Huh? You heard me. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And then Satan going, I got you, you ignorant fool. And you know what? And that makes me happy because when Jesus kicked me out of heaven, I told him I'm mad at it and I'm going to get even with him. I'm going to get as many of his ministers as I can. And that'll give me glory. I'm going to take every minister, every evangelist, every religious person I know, and my demons know. I'm going to get them to turn their back on you. And then Jesus is going to cry and say, I died for that person for nothing. I died for Reverend so. I died for Deacon so. I died for Sister so. I died for Brother so. And I died for, and they all screwing around doing all kinds of things. Got no business doing like I'm going to be some fool and tell them to welcome home. We don't welcome home my butt. You can't play with Jesus. I mean, you got to remember that beating he got. He got beat like hell. Now, I'm going to leave that alone. Tongue's still relevant today, folks. And I don't, you know, I just told you what the Lord told me. You can accept it. You don't. You have to give an account to Jesus. You don't have to come up on me. But Jesus told me personally that is the Holy Spirit speaking to us, not the man or the woman. And you bet not go around telling me he's babbling, because then you're insulting the Holy Spirit. And what Jesus said, anything negative against the Holy Spirit ain't going to be forgiven. So what you don't know, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. I didn't know why he had me to do that. Now, let me go back to, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Now, and I left tongues alone. Now, dig this. When I, a couple of years ago, I wanted to hear the Lord, because I had a lot of friends of mine who said they heard the Lord and these kinds of things. And I go, oh, man. So I said, you sure he does it? You sure he can speak to us? I said, yeah, man, yeah. So I go, and I speak and pray fast and everything. Nothing ever happened. But see, what I failed to understand was, before you can hear the Lord, you have to be sold out 100% to him, body, mind, and spirit. When I say spirit, I mean praising the Lord, not praising the devil and all his evil ways and everything else. You know, praise the Lord. You must think about it, pray about it, read his word, stay in his word. You can't be using vulgar languages, lusting after somebody, doing pornography, lying at people, and backstabbing people. God said, you'll never hear from me. You'll never hear from me. I don't play games, John. I say, okay, Lord, I hear you. And guess what? And I tried for about 2-3 years. Never could hear the Lord. I said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. So I went with it. I said, well, I ain't perfect. I give up. I'll just read my Bible. You say, you speak, I can know what you think and what you say and what you want to get by reading the word. But God wouldn't have a personal relationship with each one of us. Then finally, in my 40s, he started getting my attention. Then in my 50s, and I go, okay. Then I finally say, I give up. And then I find out, he says, you have to be sold out to me, body, soul, and spirit. He said, when I say body, I'm talking about no sexual outside the marriage, no masturbation, none of that, all that other kind of stuff, what you do with your body, and then and no lying. And you must stay in my word. And you got to mark, watch what you say, and no cussing, and no backstabbing these people, and friends of yours, and wishing the worst on them, and these kinds of things. You understand, John? I go, I understand. So that's what I'm working. But now I'm hearing the Holy Spirit. I'm having a problem hearing Jesus right now, because I'm finally getting around to recognize when the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, when he's nudging me to do something. Praise the Lord, because I am sold out. And, you know, and I'm 80 years old. What I'm teaching y'all tonight, I ain't had that in school. The Holy Spirit had to just say, come here, get that book and read it. And he would lead people and say, John, sometimes Lord want me to give you this book. Or sometime I may be listening and doing, and I'd be felt led to get the book, not knowing at the time that was the Holy Spirit leading me to buy this certain book, because there's something in that book that he wanted me to see, you see. And I watch what book I buy. It's because the guy got all kinds of degrees, and because he's been in seminary for 40 years and all this stuff, that don't necessarily mean that I have to listen to him, because God wants me. He says, some of them are brightest as I want them. He said, but a lot of them just going and they're not interpreting the scripture according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. They're interpreting the scripture according to the way they've been taught. They're interpreting the scripture according to what their minds, what their thoughts tell them. He said, oh, let me tell you something else. When you're thinking something, it's not you all the time. You're supposed to monitor and critique your thoughts. I said, what? I ain't never heard that one. Said, yeah. He said, because you come up with it and you read a scripture and you say, oh, I know what that means. And you think it's you because you came up with a half-cocked interpretation. But you know what? When your mind goes, it's 3 or 4 things speaking to you. It could be the Lord. It could be the Holy Spirit. And I just say God. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It could be one of them talking to your mind, telling you what it means when you're trying to interpret a passage. It could be it could be the devil, because he don't want you to know the truth, you know. And so you get a tongue twister, see, so yeah, you understand that. I've been taught that. I believe it. Yes, tongue has ceased. It's just louder, good to hell, you see. So, so you have thoughts that come into your mind, and the thoughts can come from your own educational background. It can come from your just mind reasoning. And, Brother Emmett don't know. I can hear him. So not only your mind interpret the passage out of Scripture, but the demons out of, they will be telling you lines. I'm giving you misinterpretation. It can be God, you see. God can be telling you that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, he doesn't know that. I can hear him. All right, so let me try to continue, y'all.
I'll try to keep on going.
He doesn't know that I can hear him, like he's talking to me personally. Ah, Lord, have mercy. All right, so come on, John, come on. Don't let the devil do this to you. So, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke hearing that other stuff. So remember, the Lord says that to hear me, we sold our body, soul, and spirit. And then God, and then he knew I was really searching for him with all my heart.
Lord Jesus,
please tell Brother Emmett that I'm hearing his conversation and it's distracting my thoughts. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, I pray that you will let Brother Emmett know that he's interrupting my session. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All right, folks, I'm gonna try again.
Don't make any sense, Dave. That don't make no sense, none whatsoever. So when she get off tomorrow, I'm gonna go over there and bring over in and just drop off. As soon as she get here, I'm gonna talk to her. I'm just gonna talk, be nicer, you know.
I don't know if y'all can hear him now, but I hear him like he's sitting right here in the room with me. So anyway, the Lord wants us to know that he still can speak to us today. He still can speak to us today. And this is what he said. He says, John, I mean, you know, I wrote the thing down because he was giving me thought. And I was writing in my book. God, I can't hear. I can't hear myself. Oh, Lord.
I'll be outside. I'll pay you. Then I'm going to bring her up here and just talk to her. Just feel where she's coming from. I feel sorry for her. She's hurting. I know what she's very. She hurts. She gets depressed deeply. I don't know where depression comes from. But I know she can.
Folks, I don't know who y'all know if you hear me or him or the both of us. But I'll try to go on. I'll try. Okay. When I was trying to hear the Lord, wrote a little note to me, which I didn't find for about several years after he wrote the little note. There he goes again.
I'm just going to have to use my wisdom and help her out. You know, I like her, but she has to realize, you know, you can't function like that with a man. Cut a man off for no reason, then get mad at him. Because, you know, stuff that I'm not used to operating like that. I'm going to dip him out. Call you, you hate me, I hate you. I don't say no negative words. But she said she didn't want to date. That's okay. You take care of yourself. And then I guess that bothered her.
Folks, I don't know if you can hear Brother Emmett or not. I'm hoping you can hear me. You might be hearing both of us. But I'm going to try to keep on going.
You really miss me? I said, yeah, I miss you. I'm not going
to
sit up there.
But if y'all get a chance to talk to him, tell him that my sharing is being interrupted. So let me go on. Here we go. And so the Lord... Brother Emmett, okay, I'll go on now. So the Lord wanted me to know that he still can hear me, and he wanted me to hear him. And these are some of the things he said to me. He says, John, I want you to know that I still speak to my servants. He says, I still speak to any child of mine, and I'm taking notes. He's speaking to me. My son, I still speak to any child of mine who will humble his or herself and listen. He says, I do not shout over the daily turmoil sounds of an average household. My voice is not weak, but it is quiet and it's calm and secure. Listen now. Surrender, that's body, soul, and spirit, not just maybe the spirit of the body, you know, and body do what it want to do. It takes complete surrender on your part before you can hear it. That surrender must be complete. Here it is. Your surrender should be complete, and that involves your soul, that's your mind, your body, that's being, are you treating your body right, not any kind of sexual mess, and spirit. So you've got to be completely surrendered. Soul, that's your mind, body, you know what your body do, and the spirit. I do not answer casual inquiries. Yeah, it is only those. Oh, Lord, here we go again. I do not answer casual inquiries. It is only those who are persistent in wanting to communicate with me, who hear my voice, and not the excitement seekers or the stubborn fool who sets out to prove or disapprove my ability and willingness to talk, kind of a thing. So when he told me that, he said, sum it up. I go, wow. So, you know, I went into my study and I go, let me see now. I heard what he just said about he don't talk with people just to prove that he can still speak to people. And I don't speak to people who are playing games with me. I'm serious about my salvation and I'm serious about my sacrificial death. So I said, okay. So I kind of sum up what he said. I sum it up in just four statements. I said, my personal comments, hearing God. God does not show favoritism to any person because of his or what? Heritage, or because of her reputation, or because of her position in life, or because of her or his accomplishments. He said, that don't mean nothing to me. Then the second thing, and then I came up with this one. God sees, talking about who hears God, God sees and evaluates our hearts, the inner person. And his favor rests on those, here again, his favor rests only on those whose hearts are sincerely turned toward him in love, faith, and purity. And the third thing I got to say, God does not prefer the love, the fellowship, and prayers of the educated over the uneducated, because he's looking at the heart of your spirit. He ain't looking at how many degrees you got. Okay? And let me repeat that. God does not prefer the love, fellowship, and prayers of the educated more than the poor or the powerful or the more than over the uneducated. You don't care if you got a first grade education, you got a doctorate degree. But if that first grade education dude is sold out, completed the law, ever since he's been created, then God can take him anytime. He accepts all from every nation. He's not even prejudiced because he created us all, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Negroes, Caucasians, Spanish and all. He accepts all from every nation who fears him. That's the cue. Who fears him and do what he says. You don't play games. You can't play with him. You can't play with him. Once a person turns his or her life over to Jesus Christ, it is no longer. I can't repeat. Okay? I want to emphasize that. Once a person comes to accept Christ, that person on the table, no, he can no longer be business as usual. It means walking by faith, which includes opening yourself to the miracles and the ministry of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, folks. God doesn't play any games at all. Now, when I open up, I told you that, you know, I was a chaplain for 20 years. I've worked as a human resources director for 30 years. And I had three master's degrees. I got one master's degree in human resources, which means applying, helping people find jobs. And then I got a master's in theology where I was a chaplain in the hospital for 20 years. So I was a human resources director hiring federal employees for 30 years. And then I was also a chaplain in the hospital where I ministered to people for 20 years. And I want you to say this. I want you to know we must have the Holy Spirit operating in our lives in order for us to properly, accurately, precisely know the nation, the way, and the voice of God. We must know the nature and the way and the voice of God to hear the voice of God. Another thing I want you to remember, he speaks for God, the Holy Spirit, and we must be immersed in the Holy Spirit. In other words, have such a close relationship with him, we know when he's speaking to us. And also, skip some because I'm falling behind time. I want to say also, the Holy Spirit possesses a speaking nation because he speaks to us. Okay? He can speak to us. And he communicates us. And not only that, but he gives us directions and instructions and all these kinds of things. What else he do? The Holy Spirit performs the... I'm hearing Brother Emmett all over again. The Holy Spirit performs the actions of a person. Oh, Lord Jesus. Help me, please. The Holy Spirit performs the actions of a person. But I say, even though he is a spiritual being, we are fleshly beings. The Holy Spirit performs the actions of a person. He has a number of things only a person can do. For example, listen at this now. As a person, the Holy Spirit teaches us. He tells John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all those other apostles. He also testifies for us. He guides us. Another thing, as a person, he guides us. He's not just a spirit, but he is a spiritual person. He guides us. He speaks to us. He enlightens us. He strives to help us whenever we need it. He commands us to do certain things. At the apostle and all the things, you go here and you go there, tell him what country and what city to go to and these kinds of things. He intercedes for us. And he sends workers. And you remember your Bible where he is sending the different apostles to different places around Jerusalem. He calls, by that I mean he calls us into the ministry. Most of the pastors and the deacons and stuff, you know, the Lord called me, or the assistant pastor, or the person who, whatever you want to do. Sometimes the Lord called a person to be regular civilian jobs kind of thing, like to be a teacher, be a professor, you know, and these kinds of things, a doctor, lawyer, whatever. He calls, of course, he has expert ideas for him. Also, the Holy Spirit comforts us. He comforts us. He's known as the comforter and the spirit of truth, you know, and the helper. All that lets you know that he's God. He calls us into different ministry. He comforts us whenever that need is needed. And he works in, with us and guides us. The Holy Spirit was addressed as a person, you all know, in the New Testament. And not only that, he acts as a person. Let me kind of speed up a little bit. It's 8 to 9, 9 to 10. I only got 30 more minutes. Lord. All right. And the deity of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit is God himself, Holy Spirit. And I want to say, let me see what else. I want to say something really important. And, you know, he's a part of the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we speak of the Trinity of God, we are speaking of one God in three distinct persons, each had being God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And remember this, the Holy Spirit is a part of the Trinity and is therefore God. And remember what I said. Remember, when Peter asked Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Remember, he asked him, well, how, you sold your house or whatever you sold. He said, how much did you make? Well, he lied. He didn't tell the apostles the true cost when he sold the house, so he just lied. And he said, you didn't lie to me, buddy. You lied to the Holy Spirit. So when Peter asked him what he sold the money for, Ananias lied, you know. And so guess what happened? He said, you didn't lie to me, but you lied to God. And then he dropped dead. And then his wife, everybody knows the story, his wife came in later and asked her about the profit they made in selling the house, and she lied too. And what? She dropped dead right there too, and she did march out there and took him and buried her right next to her husband. So they were godly men. And they were sold out completely, you see. They filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't you know when we receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we receive the Holy Spirit. Remember the Bible says that our body is the what? The body is the what? The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when he lied, when he and his wife lied to him, they were lying to the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is one that has a purpose and plan for each one of our life. The Holy Spirit. As a person plan for all life. Take this. The Holy Spirit gives us the word of wisdom. So, John, what is the word of wisdom? Now, he gives each one of us different talents and skills. Different talents and skills. The word of wisdom says this. That he when he gives you the word of wisdom, he gives the ability to solve problems and situations. Because you may say, Lord, I just don't understand what to do in this situation. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And so what? He gives you wisdom how to deal with that problem, how to resolve it. Not only that, but the Holy Spirit will give a word of divine instruction and direction to give to someone, maybe your family, somebody in your family, a co-worker is maybe having some problems, and you see it's some serious situation. And you may say, well, I pray for your brother, I pray for your sister, and you pray. And then the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. And then you can tell that person what they need to do to resolve the problem. But God still works that way, folks. That's the word of wisdom. See, the devil don't, we don't have tongues nowadays. That's gone. And they're going to tell you, and the devil lie about all them other things. Just think now, you in the ministry, are you one who love the Lord and want to minister to other folks who don't know the Lord, or you want to lead them to the Lord and everything? God got those gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, I want you folks to read that, 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, okay? And that talk about the gifts God want to give you. It's like when you're having a birthday. You know, you'd be really mad to find out your friends or your mama, your cousins, and your sisters and brothers say, happy birthday, but they don't give you anything. Say, excuse me, cheapy, you know, kind of a thing. So, God, but the devil will have a lot of folks going out saying, no gift are not for us today. That was for the first century. The devil don't want you to have those gifts. So how are you going to minister to your fellow human beings, your counselors? You can come as counselors. You can just be a godly woman, a man, that can minister to your cousins, to your classmates, to your coworkers, to some hobo out the street, and God will give you the words to say where that person gets saved and jump with joy. The devil don't want you to have these things, so he keep telling you, not only he tell you that we don't have tongues any day nowadays, he also tell you the gifts ain't relevant either. That's a lie right out of hell. Don't believe that crap no more. God told me to say that. He gives us gifts, and each one of us can have it, but you ain't going to get nothing. You keep on walking around town, we have his written word. You know, that's, you might say, I got $1 million, or I don't believe that, we have his written word. You know, I say, okay, I'll give it to somebody else. You see, those gifts are for us today. And whoever come up after tonight and say it ain't, may the Lord rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because you're shortchanging yourself, and you're shortchanging your friends and family members. I'm not talking to just pastors. I'm talking to every Christian. Everybody, I'm talking about a Christian singer, a Christian dancer, a priest, an evangelist, whatever. I'm talking to every Christian, okay? I'm talking to every Christian. I don't care if you're a singer or you're in the choir. He's speaking to you too because God want to use you. God don't have no special people. God want, all y'all are servants of God, and he got these gifts. The Holy Spirit say, I'm gonna shed out my gift to those who really believe me, still believe these things are still relevant. Now let me break it down to you a little bit more. I said the Holy Spirit will give you that gift, the word of wisdom. And say, what is that, Brother John? Well, the word of wisdom, he gives the ability to solve problems and situations. And what else does the word of wisdom do? He get to give a word of divine instruction. Because, brother, I don't know what to do, honey. Hey, buddy, man, you know. I respect you, I admire you. Man, what do you think I should do about this problem? And he said, hold up. And you may say, let me pray to the Lord. Because you dare not go in there, I think you should do this, and I think you should do that, and I think you should go here, and I think you should go there. You better pray with the Lord. Because sometimes the devil hear your conversation and call that person and go astray. So when somebody asks you for some your decision, a resolution to the problem, make sure it's not your flesh talking. Make sure it's not your education talking. Make sure it's the Holy Spirit along with your education. Okay? So that's what the word of wisdom do. It will help you solve problems and situations. It will also help you to give a word of instructions and direction to give someone who needs it. See? If not, guess what? Sometimes by you not able to help that person, somebody, well, I think you need this also. I think. You know, I think. And when you say, I think, that's you coming from your mind. I think you should do this. I think you should do that. To give a word of divine instructions and direction to give to someone, you should make sure you are. Say, let us pray, honey, or sir. And you grab the guy's hand or whatever, pray. And you in the prayer, you let him hear. Say, Lord, I know some things that this gentleman or woman can do, but I'm praying that you will lead me in my thoughts. What would you have me to say to this person? What would you have in the Holy Spirit say? Thank you. Because you know what Jesus said about me? Jesus says, I'm the counselor, not you. I'm the counselor. So that's the word of wisdom. He helps you solve problems and situations. And the word of wisdom also help you to give divine instruction to a friend, family member, or stranger who don't know what the heck they're doing or how to solve this problem. But the Holy Spirit said, tell them this and tell them that. The Holy Spirit still speaks to us, see? But you never hear that. I really experience that because you walk around talking, we have His written word. You ain't going to never get no instruction from the Holy Spirit. So go ahead. Go ahead. And then the person goes, you know, I follow what he said. It cost me my job. I follow what he said. It cost me this and that. And blah, 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 blah. Are you going to get him back? No. I ain't going to deal with him no more. Period. All right. What's the other gift? The Holy Spirit's gift to followers of His. I said the message with you. He also gives you, what time I got? Okay, I got 20 more minutes. Boy, time to go back fast. All right. He gives you the word of knowledge. What is that, Brother John? The word of knowledge is, He gives you names of people. You may supposed to go see somebody at the hospital. You may have forgotten that. Then you say, Lord, I've forgotten who I'm supposed to see. I'm getting old. And the Lord will tell you the name of so-and-so. Okay? Or you may be going to a staff meeting and you're supposed to highlight some people that did well the last quarter or whatever. And they say, sister so-and-so, brother, would you stand up and welcome? We have some guests in here who did very well, and we just want you to give accolades to them. And you get, don't you supposed to be assistant leader, assistant this and that? You know, that kind of a thing. Because sometimes my mind go blank. And then so you can speak quiet and say, Holy Spirit, I forgot the names. And the Holy Spirit will give it to you. So that's the word of knowledge. He gives you the names of people. The Holy Spirit will give you something you need to but get lost. You go, oh, Lord, I lost my door keys or my car keys, I don't know. And you'd be going all through the house for 20, 30, 40 minutes trying to find your keys. Then you find, oh, I'm sorry, Holy Spirit. Could you please, in the name of Jesus Christ, tell me where I left my keys, please? He might let you suffer there for a couple of minutes because you should have went there first time. Then all of a sudden the thought comes and says, it's in your car. And then that'll happen to me sometime. I go, huh? And I go out there and I say, I'll be dog. I took it out the ignition and laid it in the ashtray. I don't smoke. I just laid it in an empty ashtray, you know, to get something else. Then I get out of the car. Then when I have to go somewhere an hour later, I'm going all through the house looking for them keys when it's out there in the car in the ashtray. Then I go, Holy Spirit, I've been waste 30 minutes. Could you tell me, please, remember? And I said, please, in the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, it's okay. Look in your ashtray. And I go down in the car, and there it is. You see? So He give us the word of knowledge. But you don't pick up, what about this? What about that? Well, He give you what He think is relevant. Sometimes He will not answer because He know answering, hey, I got him. Oh, that guy, he my telltale. He can tell me everything I want. You know, don't work that way. He give you what you need. Okay, so He not only gives you the word of wisdom, but He gives you the word of knowledge. And when I say the word of knowledge, He help you remember people's names that you need. You might go in a meeting and you got to call out some people, and you forget, and you know you got to announce those people. You can quietly, internally say, Lord Jesus or Holy Spirit, please tell me what the name and the names that come to you. And any other stuff you may lost, He'll help you tell you where it is. It don't have to be just the car keys, but it could be many other things, a book, you know, a Bible or whatever, he'll tell you where it is. Not only that, under the word of knowledge, he would tell you about the kind of relationship you have, that person using for food. He buddy up with you because you're highly known and got status, and he know that his association with you would elevate his status and recognition. And you think the guy just loves you to death. I got this joker. He come to my house, cut my grass for me, take me to lunch and all that. He's using for a sucker, see? But God can tell you that. And the women, guy may not love you. He got a status and all that, but he's using his status, his good looks and everything else to go to bed with you. See, but the Holy Spirit is saying, he's not real, sugar. He's just trying to get into your pants. That's all it's about. That's all. He want to take you out to dinner and shower you with blessings and shower with expensive gifts and all that. Then as soon as you get through going to bed with him, then he, bye-bye. You don't see him no more. He also told me words of knowledge. God will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you. What kind of relationship you have, you know, relationship. You may look at your brother and his girlfriend, and the Lord will tell you, tell your brother she ain't real. She's not sold out to him. She got a whole bunch of other boyfriends. She's going to bed with two other guys and these kinds of things, you know. But God will say things that is how he can say without making it sound like he's a gossiper, because that's not what he is. He's a helper. He's our counselor. That's what Jesus said. He's our counselor. So you go to him and ask him, you know. It's like going to the doctor. I got my tooth hurting all the time. What's the matter, doctor? I keep having these chest pain. You go to the doctor, tell you what happened. Well, you're supposed to go to the Holy Spirit. okay? And he's also give you addresses. You may be going to a friend's house, some stranger house, not stranger, but a worker, co-worker, to a party, something, and you missing left the instructions back at the house. Not only that, you halfway to where the person supposed to be, and you not, and you find out you left the address at home. And you can, and not only that, and when you pick up the phone to call the guy or the girl, the phone may be dead because it don't have the battery run out. And then you got to drive a half hour all the way back to the house to get a little piece of paper when you could have pulled over to the side and the Holy Spirit would have told you what to do. Or where to go. And then, not only the word of wisdom, but he also gave you the word of knowledge. The Holy Spirit gave you discerning of spirit. You can tell who had walked up to you. You know that person got a demonic spirit, a lustful spirit, a loving spirit, a lying spirit. You would know right off that because you child of the whole God. And God, when I say God, it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, I ain't gonna let you get tripped, you know, tricked by that fool, you know. And so he said, no, you don't. No, he just, he's a whoremonger. This one here, no, that's not your husband. Your husband's going to bed. That's not your husband. And besides, this one here, sometimes you say, oh, your husband got AIDS. Yet you don't know it. Or give her sense to that, not say it right out, but give her a hint so she would discover that, he or she is not right. I've been cheating on him. Let me see. Word of knowledge. Yeah. He'll tell you the names of the people. The Holy Spirit will tell you about stuff that you lost. He will tell you about enemies, who's really your friend, who isn't, who's playing you, because you got a reputation. They figure long as they long with you and walk with you and they'll be seen with you. That build their reputation. Oh, he must be something because someone got him. All, something, he's with her or her with him, you know, that kind of thing. He also reveal relationships. You know, your brother might have a girlfriend or your sister might have a boyfriend, and you can go say, hey, honey, the Lord just told me you need to leave that joker. Hey, one that's mostly relevant is you need to leave him or her alone. Guess what? What? She's married. I didn't know the joker was married. You know, yeah, honey. Honey, dog. He told me he's looking to marry me someday and everything. And you mean that joker married? Yeah, you got two kids. No one's here to tell you. Because if you're a child of God, God don't want you to be tricked. Because you're a child of the Almighty God who died for you. So if you're going out with a man or a woman who is married and he's cheating on his spouse or her spouse, the Holy Spirit would tell. But guess what? You would never know personally from him if you're out there screwing around. Just are you holy on Sunday, but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're just as bad as a person who don't believe in Jesus. But your actions and your conversation are just like you're still in the world. See? The Holy Spirit commands all that. And you'll never get any help. He ain't going to use you to give you a word of wisdom when you need to solve a problem. He ain't going to give you no knowledge when you need to find something about a person or something like that, or where a person lives, what secret that person is hiding from you. You'll never know that because he ain't going to be there. So, hey, let me tell you about him. Let me tell you about her. You don't need to do this, honey. You don't need to drive. You need, like I have a friend who said, a minister, who said, we're going to walk out the door to go to work. And the Holy Spirit said, delayed for 30 minutes. Huh? Delayed for 30 minutes. Okay. He asked, why, Lord? The Lord didn't say nothing. The Holy Spirit didn't say nothing. So he just delayed, trusting. And do you know when he got in his car, he turned his radio and found out that where he would have been a half hour was at a main intersection where a person was driving through the intersection and a drunken man came through with a big old 18-wheeler and ran dead on side road, the person, and the person died. Had he not listened to the leading of the Holy Spirit, do you know he would have been the one that got killed? He would have been the one that got killed. See? So the Holy Spirit warns us too. Give you a word of knowledge. That's enough. He lets you know about relationships, reveal. He lets you know about addresses. If you lose and forget where a person lives, And he gives you names of people if you forget it. And then he also gives you discerning of spirit. When I say discerning of spirit, that's when you're praying, are you up now? This is the main one I like. Just because you're thinking it, it doesn't mean it's you. The Holy Spirit will tell you whose thoughts they are. And you have to, the spirit of discernment, you would know when the thoughts come to your head, you ought to do this. Or, you know what? I think I'm going to go there. You know what? I think I'm going to go to this movie. Oh, I'm not wrong. I think I go to this nightclub. I think I go over to John's house. I think I go to some. And I think, and you get the mind to say, wait a minute. And because you may be setting yourself, there's three major voices that talk to you, folks. So when you're thinking about it, let me see. I got 10 more minutes. When you're thinking about it, remember, just because you're thinking it, it comes in your head and your thoughts, that's not necessarily you. That was the hardest teaching I had to learn. I thought everything that came in my mind, that was me. I ain't believing that no devil coming to my mind talk to me. I don't believe liar. And when the Holy Spirit, you know, I said, I don't even know the Holy Spirit will never speak to me. You know, I'm just going to say, hey, John, just the Holy Ghost. You know, so by me not being in here him many years, I go, you know, so when I'm thinking something, I'm thinking it's me. You know, go cuss him out. Go beat the heck out of him. Go lie. Oh, go shoplift. Oh, go screw this person. Screw that person. Oh, beat the daylights out of this one. Oh, play hooky. Call in sick today. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I need another day off. So those thoughts are not necessarily yours. They're not yours. Remember, screen your thoughts, and you'll find yourself be better. Especially you know the Ten Commandments. Say, thou shalt not. Boom. Thou shalt not. Boom. Thou shalt not. Boom. So if thought coming, you should do boom. You should do boom. And you can say, you demon, you devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you. That's all you got to say. I rebuke you. Get thee behind me. Just like what Jesus said to Satan, get thee behind me. I rebuke you. So you know the Bible, folks. You're not elementary first graders. So when a thought comes into your head and you all know the Ten Commandments, and one of them thoughts come and tell you to do something that the Lord said, don't do, don't steal, don't lie, don't commit adultery, don't fornicate, don't masturbate, don't go with another bed with another man or another woman, your same sex. Because if you die doing that, and you're going home, you done met you're a man, you done met your lover, and then you screw the dude at a hotel, and then you go home, and then get killed in all be legs, and guess what? While your pastor, whoever, see, he gone to a better place, the devil be looking, the devil be at the funeral, telling him, better place in my butt. He's mine now, and he's screaming. Your spirit going to be, they drag you out of the car, or drag you out of the pool where you've been drowned accidentally, but you've been doing something you haven't been doing about an hour before that. Or you've been at somebody's house and your family member thought you were at a business meeting, or you was out of town when you was in town the whole time, but your spouse thought you were out of town on the business trip when you were in town all the time. Well, the Holy Spirit said that. Say you get in an automobile accident and die. Well, while your spirit is standing up there for God, he said, depart from me, and we all be crying. So, Lord, what is that? So anyway, you have discerning of the spirit. You have to remember, you got three major things that talk into your mind. That could be the Lord. When I say God, that could be Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And then you got Satan and his demon spirits going to try to get you to try to tempt you to do something you ain't got no business doing, nor you go to hell. And then there's the flesh. The flesh got a voice through the flesh say, I love to do this. I love to do them. I love to do this. Don't do what that flesh tell you to do. Because more than likely, the flesh just wanted to satisfy itself. And you know what the flesh loves to do, y'all. You know, kind of a thing, okay? So the Holy Spirit give you word of wisdom. I said, I got 10 more minutes. The Holy Spirit give you the word of wisdom. That's when you can solve problems and help people with their situations and give people instructions. The Holy Spirit give you the word of knowledge. That means he'll give you the names of people who don't like you, just playing you. He also tell you word of knowledge, tell you where you can find things, where you can't remember where you put it. It can be books, it can be your pocketbook, it can be some keys or whatever, gifts. Word of knowledge also, the person would the Holy Spirit would tell you about a person, that person would be exposed. Might be somebody who seriously like and want to thinking about getting serious with, but the Holy Spirit said, he, she not real, you know, and save you that problem. Save you getting married, save you from getting a divorce. And then you have, I'm going to say, discerning of spirit. Remember, when you're thinking something from this day on, you should ask yourself, who's thinking this? Who thought of this? Is this the Lord? Or is it some old demon? Or the devil? Or is it God? Or is it the flesh? Because you know the flesh got a voice that says, I love to do this. And I love to do that. And you can say, shut up, flesh. Anybody, I don't want nobody to tell me lie at my funeral, tell me he's going to a better place when I'm following you. I love you, dude. My butt is in hell screaming and hollering, and everybody on earth up there talking, yeah, child, she going to a better place. So remember, if you don't remember nothing else, critique your thoughts. Just because it's coming out of your head and your mind, that don't necessarily mean it's you. It could be the devil, okay? Or it could be your flesh. Flesh speak to you. Remember, I used to do this. I remember I used to do this, then do that. Man, I had a good time. Had orgies, and I had all this good stuff, man. You know. Mm-hmm. And that flesh encodes you. While that flesh is decaying to dust down there 6 foot deep in the ground, your spirit standing before the Lord, he just look at his head and shake his head and say, depart from me, honey. I never knew you. He don't, but Lord, you know, I, and none of that going on. He just going to speak and say, you turn your back on me. Depart from me, and you didn't repent. You don't repent after you die. You see, I'm sorry. You can't play the law for no fool. You know how you have your friends and you get in an argument with Mary Ann. I'm sorry, man. Okay, man, I forgive you. And you ain't really sorry, but you knew you had made a fool of yourself by making a guy mad at you when he could have helped you. So you're gonna lie to him. Man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, man. You know, so yeah, man, I believe you, but you can't fool God. I don't care what kind of excuse. Well, he made me do it, Lord. But the woman, you know, she had some authority over me. And she wanted me to go to bed with her. Or she wanted me to shoplift. And she wanted me to lie for her and give her some kind of credit and all these other kinds of lies. Okay? So that's what discerning of spirits means. The Holy Spirit will let you know who is talking. What did I say? Those Spirit wants you to know who is talking. Is there a spirit? An evil spirit, the godly spirit, is it your flesh or is it God? Okay? And then he gives you the gift of prophecy. Well, what is the gift of prophecy, Brother John? I got about like 4 more minutes, y'all. The gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy. That's when God wants something to be known. Okay? And the gift of prophecy, God may speak to you where he can strengthen you. He strengthens you. Prophecy is a message of utterance through an individual from God. Okay? So God may, you know, find out you got cancer, you got this or that or whatever, or your husband won't leave, wife won't leave, and all kinds of things. And God will strengthen you because he knows your problem. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will strengthen you. The gift of prophecy. The Holy Spirit can tell you exactly what's going on in your life and how you can get over it. And then the last two, well, one is God, the Holy Spirit, giving the gift of healing. And the ones who get that gift of healing, those are completely sold out. I mean, they ain't trying to trick God, no nothing. They are really sold out. And so that kind of person, that godly person, could be a preacher, could be an evangelist, can be a nurse, or just could be a regular follower of Jesus Christ. And that woman, that man can walk in and lay hands on somebody and they be healed. That still goes on today, okay? And if you tell them we have his written word, that person will laugh you out of this earth. But God used him that way. And then God, the Holy Spirit, will give some person a special gift, like the gift of miracles. Like I know some pastors can just lay hands on somebody, and the person, whatever that ailment is gone. You know, people walk up there with a lump on their breast, and they have somebody touch their breast, and yep, it's a lump there. And then they stand there, and everybody in the church raise their hand, he'll pray for the healing. And they say, okay, sister, somebody let's go over there and touch your breast, and the lump is gone. But he keeps saying, we have a written word. You'll never, never, never experience those gifts that Holy Spirit gives each person, okay? Okay, so I'm going to have to go now. I'm running out. And I want you to know that next time I come, I'm going to talk about the various ways God speaks to us in spiritual warfare, okay? So God bless you all. It's about like 3 minutes to 10, so I better sign on now because I don't want my brother in the Lord to be overcharged because, you know, we got to pay for all this time and everything else. But may God bless you. Good night.